It's time to create better. Create better family, health, business, and self.
Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. This is where we share tips about business and parenting. Being a mom of three, CEO of the award-winning company Easy Daisies, speaker and educator, you're going to learn the tips and secrets of successful and incredible people. Elaine wants you to be inspired, challenged, and motivated, and that person you want your kids to grow up to be. This is Real Talk for Real Life.
Hi, welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table, where we talk about how to create better family, health, business, and self. And today we are going to talk about being a storyteller and why that's so important, not just in life, but in business as well. So let's start. It's actually coming from my book called Sell Your Passion. People often ask, why aren't you sharing the principles from your book on your podcast? So here we are. We are on this chapter that's called Principle Number 4, Be a Storyteller. And there's a great quote from a lady named Margaret Fuller. And it says this, if you have knowledge, let others light their candle in it. I love it. I'm going to say it again. If you have knowledge, let others light their candle in it. And this is exactly what this podcast is all about. Having my guests and myself share our mistakes, our lessons learned, and our successes so that others can light their candle in it. Because it's so great to learn from each other and to be inspired and to feel like you're not alone. So this was the day. This is from my book, Sell Your Passion. This was the day my little family and I were invited to fly out to Toronto to pitch Easy Daisies to five savvy investors on the popular CBC television entrepreneurial show called Dragon's Den. In the USA, this show is called Shark Tank. And my children were 2.5, 4.5, and just turning 8 years old. When we got the phone call inviting us, the lovely producer said, bring the kids. And I told her how young they were. And she replied with a laugh saying, bring the kids. It's a TV show, not a boardroom. Oh dear, I thought. Well, I did bring my mom and my dad out there with us to help with the kids in the green room. And also knowing that my mom would be there praying for us in the next room was a very good thing too. Not only were my children young, but our entire family had bronchitis, except for my 8-year-old. And every time we practiced speaking, I would cough. And it was one of those hacking chest coughs with a raspy voice, but I knew that was not going to stop us. Our TV taping time was fixed at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we were scheduled to be the second pitch to be filmed. And when we flew out a day before, and I knew that the time change would definitely affect our children. This meant that we were actually going to be pitching at 3:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's our time that we are from. And if you watch our pitch, you'll actually see that all three of our children are definitely in their pajamas. You can actually look up the pitch on Dragon's Den, so CBC Dragon's Den, and look up Easy Daisies, D-A-Y-S-I-E-S, because it was created to help kids have easier days, and that's why it's spelled that way. Yeah, so you'll see their tiny little bodies. It was 3:30 a.m. for them, but it was 6:30 taping time. And as soon as we arrived at the CBC studios, just before 5:30 a.m., they gave us a tour and they had me display all my products on a practice table so that they could examine the product to see if it was television worthy. So the team producers said that my plastic boxes were too shiny and that I could not use them. Panic. That's right, panic mode. I needed them. How could I go on and pitch without my product? I thought quickly and I asked one of the crew members if he could get me some clear tape. I only had a few minutes, but I opened all of the boxes, took out the folded paper that was on the inside, and I taped to the outside of the boxes, and the producers walked by and I quickly showed them my revised products and they gave their approval. Hallelujah. Well, then all of a sudden, right before going into the green room, my youngest, she threw up all over the floor. Darn bronchitis. And the crew, they all stepped back as though I brought in a pooping elephant. Yep. And I went into mommy mode. I got down on my hands and knees and I wiped it all up. And I stood up and I said, well, it can only get better from here. And then off we went to the green room. I loved our producers. They gave us great last minute tips. They played and drew pictures of my children, and then we were scooted to the back of the stage by the studio. So now it was my turn to feel a little nauseous, and I was nervous, and it was not from bronchitis. If you've ever seen the TV show, there's actually a staircase that you have to climb across. Climb up and then walk across this bridge, and they see your silhouette. And then there's a metal staircase that you have to climb down to get into the den. The show was filmed in one take. There was actually no take, retakes, redos, no take two, no take three, just one take. And as we waited at the bottom of the stairs, my husband, who is my rock and my anchor, he was calm, he was collected, and my kids, they were young and adorable. Apparently, I was the only one who felt nervous about pitching to five brilliant entrepreneurs who could tear me apart and tear a product into pieces and set me on fire. And I remember telling my children, now just keep your hands to your sides, just smile, don't touch anything, don't touch your face, don't pick your noses, just don't touch anything. And my husband, he held our youngest, and I held my four-year-old, my son's hand. And the crew member gave us the go-ahead to walk up the stairs. And she told us to wait at the top where we would be greeted by another crew member who would let us know when to walk across. And so as we walked up the metal stairs, my stomach got tighter and tighter, and I felt my son squeeze my hand, and I looked down at his face, and he said to me with a big smile, "Mommy, I'm not scared of dragons." Well, I am sure that I said something in agreement with him, even though my insides wanted to erupt like a volcano. We got to the top, and the next friendly crew member told us to wait, and that he would count down from 10 to 0. And at 0, the cameras would be rolling, and then we were supposed to start walking across the bridge. Well, there was no turning back. And some of my thoughts were, dear God, please, please do not let us trip and be that first family on this TV show to fall down the stairs. Please, God, help me not to cough when I am presenting. Oh my goodness, what are we doing here? Well, we got to the bottom of the staircase and no one tripped. And there we were. And in front of us were five incredible multimillionaire geniuses: Jim Treliving, Kevin O'Leary, Arlene Dickinson, Bruce Croxon, and Robert Herjavec. And my husband and I have huge respect for each of them, because each of them has an incredible story of their own struggle and their personal journey to their accomplishments. Each of them were self-made success stories. They knew what it was like to be in the trenches, falling on your face and picking yourself up over and over again and moving forward to success. They all understood what it was like to be me. And I knew I just had to help them remember. You see, stories are captivating. The most important tool that you have to distinguish yourself from others is your story. Your story is what makes you stand out, what connects you and your offerings to others. A story has the power to take the listener through an emotional journey that can lead them to believe in you and your passion, and result in them being invested in you and becoming your customer or your client or your investor. People do not buy what you are selling, but they buy why you are selling. People buy people. According to Forbes article, it's called Sales 101, Sell Stories, Not Products, the best sales teams master the art of storytelling. People do not want to be sold at, but they do want to connect with you. And then they will make their own informed decision. Is this not what the show Dragon's Den and Shark Tank, the popular investor shows, are all about? It is all about storytelling. So back to the Dragon's Den. When we were told we were being invited to the taping of the show, we were also told that it does not guarantee that your pitch will even air, even if you get a deal, because it has to be TV worthy and entertaining. What makes a great pitch worthy of airing is when the ones pitching are able to captivate us with their own great stories. And Dragon's Den and Shark Tank are amazing in doing this. It is educational, inspiring, entertaining, and it can be sad too. I know that I have watched both shows and have cried. It is all these things because it is about real people. Real people share stories of experiences that inspire us, shock us, and stories that we can relate to. These realities captivate us. They move us, they anger us, they motivate us, they draw us to want to hear and know more. And that is why there are update specials and follow-up stories on Dragon's Den, because people want to know more about the stories that they have connected with. We were so honored to be invited to film 3 updates after our pitch, and they aired in different seasons. And Ford Motor Company was one of the show's sponsors in one season, and they selected Easy Daisies as one of nine companies that exemplified the 4 pillars of success. BDC, Business Development Bank of Canada, chose Easy Daisies as a success story as well. And then we had an update about making dreams come true when we shared about our licensing deal, which I had hoped for in our original pitch. It was very exciting to be named one of Dragon's Den's top 5 most heartwarming pitches as part of their 10th anniversary in their show as well. We were told that we had captivated hearts nationwide. And it has been a great honor to work with and learn from Jim, Kevin, Rowan, Alex, and Brad. All great people. Storytelling begins with knowing your audience and being authentically you. Before we were even invited to pitch on Dragon's Den, we started our research on each of our investors. We knew their stories, their strengths, their weaknesses, and I even looked up their hobbies since I was going to personalize a magnet for each of their Easy Daisies daily visual schedules. I needed to know them so I could share my story with them in a relatable and sincere way. And no matter what, I had to be me. I cannot be anything but me. I cannot be anyone else but me. Because if they were to partner with me, me is what they were going to get. In sales, you know, in any sales partnerships, there needs to be transparency. Honesty should be spotted right away in sales. If you do not see it, or if you have to look for it, run the other way. We were told we would have anywhere between 5 minutes to 45 minutes in front of the dragons. And we were with them for about 48 incredible minutes. When you watch the original episode of the pitch, you will see that it's an edited version of just over 9 exciting, nail-biting minutes. What happened was crazy and unexpected and a huge blessing. Our little family incited a bidding war between all 5 investors. We had the honor of securing 2 of them to be our partners. Later, one of them shared with us that he invested in us because of who we were. It was crazy. I felt like we knew who they were too. So definitely know your audience. As a school teacher, a mom, and the leader of Canadian mompreneurs represented in British Columbia, I have witnessed failed storytelling attempts as well. The sole reason for failed storytelling is because the speakers do not know their audience. They share stories that are not relatable to their listeners. I love telling stories and listening to a good story. As a school teacher, I love watching the faces of my captivated audience of children as they would listen to me with wide eyes and unflinching mouths as no one dared to make a sound to interrupt. I also noticed when we had guest speakers who did not captivate the audience, whether it was a room full of children or women entrepreneurs. So have enough respect for yourself and your client to know them. Do not waste their precious time, because if you do, you will definitely not see any of their precious money. Stories are memorable. People remember stories because stories evoke emotion. And even though we may not remember who told us the story, we will always remember how that story made us feel. A story told well gets the listener to relate and connect to what we are saying. Powerful emotions are awoken and imprinted in their hearts and minds. According to Jerome Bruner's book, Actual Minds, Possible Worlds, Stories are remembered up to 22 times more than facts and figures alone. That's crazy. So best of all, a good story gets shared. Who doesn't like to tell or listen to a good story? So what is your story? What is your passion? What is your why? How did you arrive to this passionate state that has caused you to offer what you sell? Remember, it is not about the makeup you offer or the real estate that you sell or the coaching that you do. It is about what you offer. And remember what we talked about earlier, that what you offer is simply an extension of your passion. Well, help your prospective customer know you first. Share your story. The secret to this principle is that your story is what they will remember and what they will share with others. Then the sales will follow. A good story is powerful. It takes the listener on an emotional journey of where they have been, of where they currently are, and of where they want to be. If they can connect with the positive feeling of where they want to be and realize that they can get that with what you were offering, they will want what you have. Okay, here's one more fun fact about storytelling. Author and speaker Paul Zak shares in the Harvard Review that listening to stories causes our brains to release something called oxytocin. That's a signal in our brain that says that it's safe to approach someone. Now, this hormone is produced when we are shown kindness or trust and prompts cooperation with others. This makes me think about how we as parents use story time to sell bedtime to our children, and we get them to cooperate. Well, the selling power of storytelling must be true. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.